understand for the life of me what I see in you. Yet every time you talk of leaving me, I get so shook up, I don't know what to do. Oh, baby,
I guess you got your books in me.
And I'm caught like a fish.
And baby, I just can't break free.
You know, this thing is killing me. I must like it, or I wouldn't be here, baby. Every time I get behind your back, I tell my friends I'm leaving you.
Oh. And
you question me about it, baby. I swear, what they're saying just ain't true. No, no. Oh, baby.
Been somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we back. We back. Oh, wow, wow, wow. The OJs, it's that Philly sound, that Philly sound. I'll get to that in a second. And then we had Rihanna. What a beautiful song by Rihanna. Now, I hadn't heard that one before. Did your pick,
Mike? Oh, no kidding. No kidding.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I like that one.
Good song.
Obviously, that's why I sent it. Yeah.
Right. And that's what we try to do. We mix it up. And believe it or not, the both of us, Mike and I love music. No question about it, right? There are songs he hasn't heard, songs that I haven't heard, songs you haven't heard. So that was Mad Mike and Wild World Coast to Coast. That's what we're all about. We're going to bring a whole different perspective to radio. You know, listen to radio with fun, comedy, entertainment.
Or lack thereof.
It doesn't matter. I was telling somebody about what you said on our previous program, right? And some of you heard this before, some of you haven't. And
what came out of my mouth, William?
Mike, good Lord. I mean, so much comes up. So this one, he said something about, he was talking to his ex-wife, right? And said, you really need to address your mistakes.
Embrace
your mistakes, right? Let me get it right. Embrace your mistake. So she gave him a hug.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well. You know, but I will tell you, I went on a diet recently.
Oh my God. Okay.
I figured maybe I got an ex-wife because, you know, maybe I'm too chunky monkey or something. So I read about this whiskey diet. Have you seen this?
No.
Where you drink nothing but whiskey. I got some good whiskey here in house. I drink nothing but whiskey. Let me tell you, this thing works. I've already lost 3 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mad Mike. Do you know why I call him Mad Mike? That's M-A-D-D. He's not mad. I mean, like M-A-D about anything. But Mad Mike, he's insane. He is insane. My partner, I love him. My partner. Frankie Valli. Of the Four Seasons. Oh, I love this show.
Me too. It's growing on you.
I love it, man.
Oh my girl, we had to break up. Silly boy.
Hey, Mike, you got your whiskey?
I've worked hard all week, and it's time to take a break. Play me some Marvin Sees or some Marvin Gaye. Call me later, because I won't be at home. I'm going out tonight, because I feel like getting up. Sit around all night long. I'm gonna dance until the morning comes. I'm gonna let all of my troubles go. It's 2 a.m. in the morning and I'm ready for more. A good time. You're not going out to pick up anybody, right? All you want to do is let go some frustrations because you've had a hard and a hell of a week. You got your money, you got your ride. Go head on and have yourself a good time. You know what I mean? This is what I'm trying to say.
Funny thing about that, I tried to say no to whiskey, but it doesn't listen.
Oh, so it's the whiskey that's not listening. I got you, Mike. Oh my God. Oh my God. You got me dying over here. Oh my goodness.
Oh good.
Oh my goodness. I'm dying, but I ain't dead. Okay. The music continues. It's so much fun. I played that song for you, Mike. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Hey, are we into the mad pick and the wild pick about?
Yeah, in about, I tell you what, after these next two songs, we're going to go with the mad pick and the wild pick after these next two songs. How about that? How about that, bud?
I like it too.
But in the meantime, I've got something that you, by Skeeter Davis, because I have a song I want to follow up right after this one. It's called The End of the World. Let's play it.
Oldies and goodies that you haven't heard for a long time.
Okay. Ah.
Why does the sun go on shining?
I remember this song.
Why does the sun
gotta be the 60s.
Rush to shore?
Absolutely.
And this was used in a ton of movies too.
Cause you don't love me anymore.
That's what my ex said to me.
Why
And she raped me.
Oh.
Why do the stars glow?
I told you he was mad. Mad Mike. Wild Wheel, coast to coast.
It's the end of the world.
Psychotic, maybe pathetic.
It ended when I lost your love. I wake up in the morning and I wonder why everything's the same as it was.
Got an answer to that. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. If you don't know me by now, folks, this is the best of the best. Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast. I'll be right back.
I want to sing to this, but you would hate me.
All the things that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together.
Hey!
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, featuring Teddy Pendergrass. Now, you know what's amazing about this? Teddy Pendergrass was a member of the Blue Notes, and it was actually Harold Melvin's group. And the amazing part about this is that Teddy Pendergrass was more noticed than Harold Melvin, who was the originator, the founder, the leader, everything about the group, right? And then Teddy Pendergrass left the Blue Notes and went on to have a very successful career. But it's an amazing story behind that. And ladies and gentlemen, if you ever listen to us on Monday nights, Monday Night Madness is a treat. Mike, you listen to it, and I know based on what you told me, because I believe you. Elvis
that's
is coming.
That's a mistake in itself, but go ahead.
Okay, folks, ignore my partner, but don't ignore him. Okay, I just love him. Okay, I guess both of us need help. Anyway, Mad Mike and Wild Will. I got Elvis coming up, brother. I got him.
That's from my good friend Patty.
Oh,
Patty and Scott.
They're listening.
Yeah. I talked to him earlier, so hopefully, Randy, Patty, Scott. Well, you know, Randy.
Randy better be listening. Otherwise, he's gonna get a phone call from me tomorrow. Randy, if you're listening, text me. Let me know you're listening, brother. If I do not get a text, there's gonna be an issue. All right.
He's busy eating some more turkey. He deep fried another turkey yesterday. He loved the one so much the other day that he had to do another one. So yeah, he's in a turkey coma.
is that a new state, Tacoma?
No, not Tacoma. Coma.
Oh my. As a matter of, you know, I'm getting off subject right now, off topic, brother, because I was talking to some friends and I said, and I was talking about you too. Yes, I was talking about you, bro. And I said, my buddy Mike, okay, he fried, two turkeys for Thanksgiving, I believe. And
yes,
I know that he's a good cook. I've never had his food, but I just know him. I know him. And the person I was talking to said, yeah, but you got to be real careful about frying, a turkey. I said, yes, it has to be outside. She said, yeah, I know somebody that did it outside and they set the whole house on fire.
Yeah, they do it outside their garage on the concrete, but they forget about the garage door being right overhead. So when they drop the turkey and all the flames go up, they light the garage on fire, which eventually just takes out the whole house. So yeah, if you want to laugh at some stupid people, go to YouTube and watch fried turkey disasters or, you know, something like that. Yeah, not good.
I feel sorry.
Or they take it and it's frozen. Oh, they think they can drop a frozen turkey in that hot oil and they don't think it's going to erupt on them. It's like, holy smoke.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's what these people did. That's exactly what they took, a frozen turkey and dropped it in the hot oil, Mike. And it was outside and it set the house on fire. Oh my.
Well, I won't tell you because he'll beat me. But I won't tell you what Randy was going to make some soup with the carcass left over and put it on his stovetop to like cook the carcass down and make some like turkey soup and stuff.
I got you.
I'll let your imagination run wild on that one.
Okay, let me ask you this. So I'm going to take it that our buddy Randy is really not a cook for real.
Let's just say that there were smoke alarms involved.
Oh Lord.
I'll just leave it at that.
You know what I'm gonna do? I've got something for you. I got something for you right here. Blue
moon. You saw me standing alone.
Mad Mike, Wild Will.
Without a dream.
Oh God. You picked the song, Mike.
Another one that I just love, and it's been done by so many different artists, and it's been done well. it's been done well by a number of different artists.
I know.
So that's one of the things that we like to expose people to here on Coast to Coast. Get songs that were done by different artists and still are just as good as the original.
Love it. Be right back. Mad Mike, Wild World, Coast to Coast.
Patty, your song's coming up, Patty.
You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own, without a love of my own, without a love of my own.
Sometimes comfort me. Many days may bring
wait for it.
I love you.
Say,
what am I waiting for, William?
Wait for it.
What'd I do?
Nothing. Man, mate.
William, will you do me a
wow,
favor
Will.
Before we get into the picks.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize this until we talked earlier this week. If you want to actually see us live, which I don't know why anybody would want to, but I mean, if you want to see William and I live, it's not on the website. It's on where, William? Let them know where they can go.
StreamYard. StreamYard, Facebook, Twitter, and also LinkedIn. Studio.
Say it one more time.
Facebook, Studio W. Now, go to our fan page. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. Go to our fan page. Studio W underscore Buzz. Okay, if you're on Facebook. Also,
and that will get you the live.
The live, it absolutely will. No question about it. LinkedIn, Studio W. We're also on Twitter. Buzz Jams, B-U-Z-Z, Jams, J-A-M-Z, and also Studio W Buzz, okay? That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Now, Mike, thank you. Because
yes, sir.
If you're listening, whatever, we would really like for you to, this is what we would really like for you to do. If you're listening on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. Also, download our app. It's free. On the Apple App Store or in studio.w, studio.w, for that's the Apple, right? Android is simply Studio W. You can also find us on Apple CarPlay or Google Play. Apple CarPlay or Google Play. Website, we have two. StudioWBuzz.com. You should be able to reach us anywhere. But StudioWBuzz.com. But internationally, just go to StudioW.Buzz. StudioW.Buzz. It's just that simple. Check out my
head's starting to hurt. I'm going to need another whiskey.
Okay, well, get one. Okay. I've got more
it's
music.
Too many dots. There's too many dots you gave me. Dot Buzz, dot this, dot.
Yeah, what?
I'm joking.
Hey, look, I didn't create this, okay? I'm just following the rules.
Is this Caven's fault?
No, it has nothing to do with Caven.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh my God. Oh, Mike. Okay.
What do we have
it's
coming
time,
up, William?
Oh, you know what we have coming up? It's the Mad Pit. If I'm not okay, in spite of ourselves, that's yours.
The Mad Mike pick and the Wild Will pick.
Oh, I'm going to, I'll shock you with mine.
And then right after this, we're going to do my friend Patty's, right?
Yes. Oh, it's
night.
Oh, inbox me or private message me. What is her pick again, please?
It's on the list. It has her name on it.
Okay.
Go back on the list. Look for the Elvis song.
Send
it
to me.
It says Patty to the side.
The Wonder of You?
She don't
yes.
like her
is
legs
that it?
All runny.
That's it.
She thinks
got it.
Crossing her legs is funny. She looks down, knows that money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby. I'm her honey. I'm never going to let her go.
Oh, that's funny.
This is my Mad Mike pick.
In a month of Sundays.
Yeah.
Caught him once and
we got that, Mike.
He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen.
I got
He's
one for you,
He's my
though.
Baby, and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
in spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny, convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs, swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a-howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. But we're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes.
That's the mad pick.
Big old mad hearts pick. Dancing in our eyes.
And now, it's the wild pick.
Lay it on me.
I got supposed to. Look, smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Ow!
Johnny Taylor. Yeah.
And Bobby Bland, still the blues.
Still the blues.
$5 you've got to pay.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room. The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
Waitress, please clean my table. Beer cans everywhere. Music's loud and everybody dancing.
Hell
yeah.
Of a party up in here.
There's a hell of a party up in here.
Say what?
Oh yeah. You gotta stand in line to get a drink.
Gotta wait outside.
Outside, just to get a peek.
Everyone loves
a smaller club.
You might meet someone.
You might meet someone there and fall in love.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room.
Yes, it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
Yes, it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party.
the dance floor, you can barely move. Johnny Taylor is still the favorite, and Bobby Bland still the blues. $5 you've got to pay.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
Just a jukebox and no DJ. Beer cans on the table.
Cigarette smoke
in the air. Yes, it is. Music's loud and everybody dancing, yeah.
There's a hell of a party.
There's a hell of a party up in here. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room. Yes, it is. The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
Hey, come on.
Oh, they backed up in here.
Yeah, they up in here, pal.
But what I want to know is, how does all those people get on that small dance floor?
They get out there, man.
They're waiting outside in front, trying to get
hell
in line,
too, you know,
just to get a peep to see what's going on up in here.
Yeah, but it's,
but it's on. Let me tell you again.
Smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room.
Something about this room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party.
The dance floor, you can barely move.
The dance floor, you can barely move.
Somebody say it one more time.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room.
Something about
lock the door, turn off the lights, let the party begin.
Man, you already know, buddy.
That happens. You know that little place, the sports page that you've been to. That's what happens there sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Lock the doors, turn off the lights, and the party begins.
Hey, look, let's do it. Let's do, oh,
go till the sun rises.
Oh, my, my. Somehow, someday we're going to tell a story about how you tricked me. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I would never do that to you, William.
Hey, folks. Trust me on this one, okay? Don't listen to Mike. Don't listen. We'll talk about this at another time. But in the meantime, your really good friend, Patty, she had a request, right?
Yeah, we do Friendsgivings up at her place. She's got Patty's Party Palace, we call it, because it overlooks all of the Valley of San Bernardino. Beautiful place.
I bet it's beautiful.
Really cool people. Scott and Patty both just great folks.
Hey, Patty, this one is for you. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, by the way, you got 7-Up cracking up over here. I kind of warned her, Mike. I said, my buddy is insane. Okay. But she is thanking you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, 7. Oh, my. And the rest of our audience, we really appreciate you guys. Because otherwise, it'd just be two good friends just going, playing music and having fun. Okay. But look, we've got all this expensive equipment, and we got the airways that we can reach you around the globe. Come on, join in on our private conversations, all right? Hey, Mike, let's put it like that.
Please.
It's our private conversation, but you're welcome to join.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
There you go, Patty.
Patty.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why
There you go, Patty.
Hey, Patty. Hey, Mike. I know you want to make a comment, but I've got another song coming up.
Please.
I got another song coming up right after you comment. And I want to dedicate this to Patty because
nice.
We really appreciate you guys when you listen and engage. It makes our experience here sweeter, if I may say that, right? We love it. Now Mike and I can do this and we have one or two listeners. It doesn't matter. If we only had one listener, we would do what we're doing. Mike?
Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
I've done it, Mike. So that's why I can speak from experience. So I can remember when Mike, I can remember when I only had one listener. You got to start from somewhere, don't you?
Was that last week?
Mike, Mike, you have a comment?
So my friends, Scott and Patty, they make a really good couple and hopefully I won't get in trouble for this, Scott. I apologize in advance. But Scott's known for a little bit of his male anatomy, if you know what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
But what you don't know and what Scott and Patty don't know is that for a brief period of time, I was in the Guinness Book of World Records for a piece of my male anatomy.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Help us, Lord. Can I pray beforehand? No, go ahead, Mike. And that was?
I was in the Guinness Book of Records for a piece of my male anatomy and right up until the time the librarian told me to take it out.
Patty, this is for you.
Fools fall in love in a hurry. Fools give their heart.
Thanks, William.
Much too soon. Just play them two bars of stardust. Just hang out one silly moon. They got their love, torches burn. When they should be playing it cool. I used to laugh, but now I'm the same. Take a look at a brand new fool. Fools fall in love just like schoolgirls. Blinded by rose colored
blue. I hope 7-Up is still with us.
I hope everybody's still with us.
With all the rainbows.
And this one.
They're making plans.
This is one of my favorite all-time Elvis songs.
Wise
man.
Hard to argue with that one.
Only fools
man.
Rush in, but I can't help falling.
That could be my all-time favorite.
It's a classic, Mike. It's a classic. If not, it should be.
Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my hope. So it goes, some things are meant to be. Take falling in love with you.
One of my all-time favorite songs. No question about it, Mike. You and
another
I.
Another one of those songs that's been covered by a whole bunch of people and actually done well by a bunch of people as well.
Yeah, but I love, for me, the Elvis Presley version is my favorite.
Yeah.
It's mine because, you know, I love singing karaoke. And then most of you guys know my.
Wait, where did you use there?
Karaoke.
Did you say karaoke? Karaoke?
Yeah, you know, I mispronounced it. It's karaoke.
Yeah.
See?
Gotcha.
That's, that's why he's an investigator, folks. You gotta be careful about these folks that you hang around with. All right. They could be privatized. They could be investigators. You have no idea. And my buddy Mike, he doesn't miss a beat. Yep. It's karaoke. Now, let's go back to this. The history, now in the United States, we call it karaoke. And that sounds so cornish to me because if you really, check back with the origins of it, it was discovered in China. Japan. And it was this owner who had this major star coming into this establishment. And it was a restaurant included, right? And the group couldn't make it. The star couldn't make it. So the owner came up with this ingenious idea that what he was going to do was play music and have people come up and sing behind it. That is how it actually started. So one day I'm going to tell you the story about how my good buddy on the West Coast, 2,500 miles from me, tricked me into singing karaoke because he's a karaoke personality, I would say DJ, and he does this, right? And I got tricked. We'll talk about this at some other time. But anyway.
Wasn't hard to do either, by the way.
Let
me tell you.
I'm gonna get you for that. Mike. I'm gonna get you.
I'm sure you will.
I am.
But let me tell you, you investigative skills and such. I was at Stater Brothers. For those of you that don't live in California, there's a supermarket chain out here. It's a very good chain called Stater Brothers. Excellent supermarket.
Love them.
So I'm in line. I'm getting some groceries to bring home, and I'm putting my stuff on the conveyor belt. Where there's this very nice looking lady standing in line behind me. And as I'm loading the conveyor belt, it's just like basic stuff, you know, nothing very extreme or anything. She goes, she looks at me and she goes, "You must be single." And I looked at her and I'm looking at the stuff that I put down. It's like, well, there's like milk and water and eggs and some hamburgers, some just, you know, nothing exciting at all. It's like, "You must be. Are you in law enforcement? Are you an investigator? You know, how did you figure out that I'm single by looking at what I put on the conveyor belt?"
Right.
She goes, no, it had nothing to do with the conveyor belt. You're just ugly.
Folks.
Story of my life.
That's why I love this cat. And he's lying. And he's lying too. Okay. He's lying.
Am I?
Yes.
Am
I? I know you are. He's not ugly. He's a beautiful, beautiful guy. Hey, don't fall for anything that he says, all right? Please don't. All right. Y'all call me. 909-910-0265. I'll tell you this.
No. You might have to call 911 here in a minute.
Bye, Mike. For a minute. 7-Up says you are unreal. I agree.
Yo, yeah. This is why Clef refuse.